Well, I had a little girl with little golden curls, and I loved her so tenderly. But then one night we had a fight, and these words she said to me.
Big Jack, don't come back.
Don't ask me out again, for I'm in love with another boy, and I'm afraid this is the end. Oh, little lovely girl with the little golden curls, I said to her that night, don't break my heart, don't let us part, or I'll have to act in spite. And she said,
Big Jack, you're a quack,
and I'm a rich man's dream. And if you don't leave this house right now, I'm afraid I'm going to scream. So I took my little girl with her little golden curls, and I held her so tenderly, then cut her throat from ear to ear. I'm Jack the Ripper, you see. Are you Mary Clark?
All right, everybody, this is a stick-up. Everybody get down on the floor.
This is your roving reporter speaking to you from the First National Bank. A robbery is in progress, so why don't we go over and see if we can have a few words with the bank robber.
I said get down. I want you all face down on the floor. Anybody moves and I shoot.
Excuse me, bank robber.
I said nobody move. Keep down. You, tell her, fill the shopping bag with money. You, get away from there.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm a roving reporter, bank robber. How's the robbery going?
Not bad. I've got them all down on the floor, and the teller is filling the bag with money, and,
Oh, that guard over there is reaching for the alarm, sir.
Oh, excuse me. And anybody else tries a trick like that gets the same. Thanks a lot for the warning.
Oh, not at all. Now, let's get a little of your background, bank robber. How long have you been a bank robber?
20 years. First bank I robbed was in 1942. And this bank would be my, second job.
Well, why didn't you rob any other banks in all that time?
There aren't any banks in San Quentin, fella.
They caught you on your first job?
You're a smart roving reporter, kid.
Why did they catch you?
The biggest mistake I made was in not wearing a mask. My face was easily identifiable, and I was picked up the next day.
Well, you're not wearing a mask now.
I'm not? Well, old habits are hard to break.
Keep your eyes closed and don't look at me. And you, keep filling that shopping bag with money.
Answer that phone, will you, kid?
Oh, of course. Hello? Oh, okay, just a moment. It's for you.
Well, that's ridiculous. Who knows I'm here?
It's your wife.
Give me that. Hello, Alice? How many times have I told you not to call me when I'm working? What? Somebody stole your shopping bag. I'm using it here. Look, I've got to go. I know I forgot my mask. No, don't bring it down to me. Look, Alice, I gotta hang up. No, you can't call me back. I won't be here that long. No, you can't leave a message. If I'm lucky, they won't know where to find me. All right, I'll see you later. No, honey, I can't say that. I'm robbing a bank. can't say that with all these people lying on the floor. Oh, all right. All right, listen, everybody. Keep your heads down and cover your ears. Anybody laughs gets it. All right. I lovey-dovey you too, poopsie whoopsie. Goodbye.
The bank manager smiled. Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I guess you're going to run out to your getaway car parked out in front of the bank and...
Well, I couldn't find a spot right in front of the bank. I'm parked in a lot about 3 blocks over.
Oh, gee, you'll never get away. In fact, you haven't even got a chance.
Well, what should I do?
Well, why don't you take that money and make a deposit?
But I've already shot 12 men.
I'm the only one alive who knows you robbed the bank. You shot everybody else, and I won't tell.
Now, let's see. Where are those deposit slips?
Start the wedding. Ring the bell. All right, who's the wise guy got the bell? You, Henry?
Not me.
You, Harry?
Not I.
You, Bernardo?
I don't got the bell.
Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody pass through the wedding bell. Ah, Bernardo, you sound the bell. It's a night, play the bell. That's not a bell, that's a piccolo. Ah, that's a bell. Now let's limbo. The wise guy got the limbo for you, Harry?
Not me.
Harry?
Not I.
Bernardo?
I don't got it all.
Somebody best for the limbo for. Somebody best for the limbo for. Somebody best for the limbo for. So we can dance the limbo.
Who got the limbo? Who got the pole? Who got the limbo? Who got the pole?
Somebody stole, but nobody told. Somebody passed through the limbo pole.
La 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 la.
Ah, Bernardo, found the pole. It's night. Let's limbo. Now ring the bell, not the piccolo, the bell. What again? Henry?
Not me.
Harry? Bernardo.
I don't have the bell.
Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding-dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. All right, you wise guys. Fool around with the ding-dong and the pole and the whole thing. If you don't cut it out, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? You know?
What?
I'm going to stop the wedding.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales would tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye.
That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well.
never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer. He was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the bar back door, and one stayed on the ground.
If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
Over 15 grand, better split it 99 different ways. If you got over 15 grand, you better split it 99 different ways. Cause the record till he's got no certain place to dig your grave. When they demand your money, you got to give it up with a smile. When they demand your money, you got to give it up with a smile. And if you refuse, they'll read about you in a short little while. When the gang is out to get you, it don't do no good to run. When the gang is out to get you, it don't do no good to run. It's true you can dodge the law, but you can't dodge them slugs out the machine gun. Hard for your money just to give it to some other one. You work hard for your money just to give it to some other one. And if you refuse, the answer will be from a raggedy's gun. When the gang is out to get you, they'll follow you everywhere. When the gang is out to get you, they'll follow you everywhere. You can even move to West Hell, doggone if they don't find you there. Thank you.
they pull into Chicago town with a pimpin' pocket knife. And it's old Tiger Lee. Knife says to Billy, how can it be? You arrest a man just as bad as me, but you won't arrest Tiger Lee. It is old Tiger Lee. Take my life. Well, I ain't got nothing to live here than a darling, loving wife. And it's old Tiger Lee. One is a boy and the other is a girl. Well, you may see your children again, but it'd be in another world. And it's old Tiger Lee. Standing on the corner, well, I didn't mean no harm. Well, that policeman called me, well, he grabbed me by my arm. It is old Tiger Lee. Dagley and Billy had a noble fight. Well, Tiger Lee killed Billy live one cold dark summer night. It is old Tiger Lee.
Oh, play it, boys.
Begin to fall. Well, it was not but Tiger Lee come creeping in the dark.
Then it was Tiger Lee.
Well, Danny, Danny was a tinning boy. When in walked Booger with a shining star. Cried, oh, Danny, oh, on the rails. Danny shot a hole in the cat's chills. Well, Booger fell down on the barroom floor and said, please, Danny, don't shoot me no more. Someone cried, oh, ain't it a shame. Shot Booger Burns, gonna shoot him again. It took old Booger down the dusty road. His mouth was open and his eyes was closed. If you don't believe old Booger Boo's dead, just look at the hole in Booger Boo's head. Well, old Booger Burns is gonna rest with a 45 bullet in his chest. Ain't no lie, baby, ain't no lie. Shot Booger Burns on the 4th of July. Just after Danny had made his play, he went downtown to make his getaway. Danny left Louisville half past one. He reached Chattanooga by the setting sun. When Booger's wife heard that he was dead, she went upstairs and she dressed in red. Said, hush, my children, and don't you cry. We'll all get our money by and by. Booger went to heaven, feeling like a saint. Said it was an angel, St. Peter said he ain't. Heard a big noise under the ground. It must have been Booger going down. Well, old Booger Burns has gone to rest with a 45 bullet in his chest. Ain't no lie, baby, ain't no lie. They shot Booger Burns on the 4th of July.
I'll tell to you a story of how it all began. He came to us, seemed squared away, but left a psycho man. He came from Minneapolis with a grin upon his face. beer in the backseat and a 12-gauge in his hand. He showed us firepower, I call him a psycho man. Psycho, he shows it once a year. Psycho, everyone beware, for it isn't in his power to let a single thing go free. Psycho's on another shooting spree. As calm as he can be, he gets on his hot and cold, the world will plainly see. This angel has fallen, there's nothing he can trust. Shoot him up, the psycho is a must. Psycho, he shows it once a year. Psycho, everyone beware, for it isn't in his power to let a single thing go free. Psycho's on another shooting spree. Season starts at 12 o'clock, at daybreak he'll be there, thinking about the crack of noon when smoke will fill the air. He didn't come to get away from wife or cranky child. Psycho came to go hog wild. Psycho, he shows it once a year. Psycho, everyone beware, for it isn't in his power to let a single thing go free. Psycho's on another shoot. Walking through the cornfields as a man possessed, kicking at those clumps of grass to find a pheasant's nest. The wildlife is huddled in the culverts out of fear. There ain't no psycho gunners coming back next year. Psycho, he shows it once a year. Psycho, everyone beware, for it isn't in his power to let a single thing go free. Psycho's on another shoot.
I shouldn't have done it. I didn't mean to kill her. All I wanted to do was talk to her and tell her. I just come up from the bar downstairs and I find out all they've been saying is true. I just lost my head. I didn't mean to kill her. But I meant to kill him. Mr. High and Mighty himself thinks he can take a man's woman. I'm glad he's dead. The bullet went right through him. And now she's gone. She looks so different somehow. I gotta have a cigarette. Well, it's done now. She'll never cheat on me again. I guess I better get rid of the bodies before the police get here. The police. I never thought of them. I know what I'll do. I'll tell them it was an accident. I'll tell them. No. They'll never believe that. What a mess. I wonder where that bottle is. Yeah, here it is. I guess I could run, but where? It wouldn't be no good without her. And she's gone. Well, I might as well get it over with. Hello, operator. Give me the police. Hello, police. I'd like to report a murder. Ed's place. Yeah. I'll meet you downstairs in the bar.
Tennessee in 1973, the Brown boys killed String Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all was in a bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laying wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his opera pay.
It's an unthinkable, horrible, atrocious crime. I cannot imagine me doing it, but I've done it, and I can't undo it.
There must have been a terrible struggle for the cash in his bib overalls. The Brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." Yeah, the thieves said, "Stand and deliver." But String Bean would not tell. And later we would learn that was a point of no return. They shot him dead and then they shot his tail.
Panicked, got scared. There was shooting going on. There was a bunch of shots fired.
He couldn't see no smoke from the chimney, so Grandpa knew that something was not right. It was burned evermore in his memory, the picture of that dreadful, awful sight. And 23 years later, they tore the fireplace down. There was $20,000 that the Brown boys never found. Oh, it seemed like easy money, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his opera pay. No, he wouldn't let go of his opera pay. Now they say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's paper, they auctioned off String's overalls.
Last night, buddy, I caught you kissing my wife. Don't you know I'm gonna take your life? I got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. boys, I am feeling mean. I'm gonna take you for an easy ride. Drop you off on the riverside. I got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. Boys, I'm feeling mean. I'm gonna bound your mouth so you can't talk. Tie your feet so you can't walk. I got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. Boys, I'm feeling mean. You can start your screaming, but must give in. I'm gonna tear you to pieces and put you back again. I got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. Boys, I am feeling mean. Put up your hands and reach for the sky. Won't let you down before you bat an eye. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. Boys, I am feeling mean. I'm gonna bury you out on the lawn forever, because I know you're biting on me. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. I've got the gangster blues. Boys, I'm feeling mean.
Sam, really, really good at getting people in a jam, cause I'm a juvenile delinquent. Wah-ha-ha, a juvenile delinquent. Wah-ha-ha, I'm so wild, that's my style. Great golly molly, I'm a juvenile. You wondered if I had a mama, dad, cause I'm a juvenile delinquent. Bah-ha-ha, a juvenile delinquent. Bah-ha-ha, but I'm so wild, but that's my style. Great golly molly, I'm a juvenile. After work, I went and told my daddy, so he shot that dirty jerk. Now I'm a juvenile delinquent. Bah-ha, juvenile delinquent. Bah-ha, well, I'm so wild, but that's my style. Great golly molly, I'm a juvenile. Bah-ha, bah-ha, bah-ha.
The night may be warm, or it may be cold. I'm a man who needs someone, a woman to hold. I'm a loner with problems, many so small. But small problems in millions is no living ball. I need someone to cling to help me to bear these troubles and heartaches that tease, drive, and dare. I don't know a woman, and yet I crave on. My mind tells my body, don't stand there, get one. Then all of a sudden, I'm no longer clean. I'm a mass of wild muscle, a human machine. My body is reckless, my mind unaware. In these moments of madness, I fight, claw, and tear. And then all is quiet, and I'm me again. I've done wrong without knowing, and caused so much pain. At last I am captured, no longer to roam. The state penitentiary will now be my home. And the worst thing that happens here in the clink is that you go out of your mind as you start to think. My mind's in a frenzy, my body in fright. And so now I've been labeled strangler in the night. Strangler.
Okay, hey, sit down. Okay, everything's okay, all right? It just turned out it was a misunderstanding, all right? I didn't do it, I wasn't there, okay? I just had nothing to do with it, okay? So while they're working that out, let's give you a playlist and we'll see what happens when the judge gets here. Okay, we started with something called Jack the Ripper. A different Jack the Ripper than you think. That was the Back Porch Majority from 1967. They were a group started by Randy Sparks, which makes them the first cousins of the New Christy Minstrels, because Sparks started those too. Sparks starting stuff. It's amazing. The bank robber was Don Adams. He was a big pal of Bill Dana and got his start in the Steve Allen Show back in the 60s. Died in 2005 at the age of 82, and we still miss him. Somebody Bad Stole the Wedding Bell was Chubby Checker, Mr. Ernest Evans himself. Della and the Dealer from Hoyt Axton. Hoyt wrote, of course, The Pusher. He also wrote the No-No song. He had a problem with drugs himself, so kind of biographical. Remember the No-No song for Ringo? Yeah. Lonnie Johnson, the Racketeer Blues, Professional Criminals. Stack Lee, the original version, apparently. That was Little Harvey and the Hull Down Homeboys from 1927 on the Black Patty label. But I've heard people say that it's been done as early as 1923. So I don't know. The mystery deepens. Bugger Burns. I love that title. Bugger Burns from Jerry Lynn. No info. Ron Sutherland. No info. And that was called Psycho Gunner. Ed's Place was a guy named Horace Heller. And that was Ed's Place. Got it? Okay. We move on. Verlin Thompson after that. The Ballad of String Bean and Estelle, who were, as the song says, murdered during a robbery of their house back in the 70s, 1973, 74, something like that. After that, let's see. The Gangster Blues was Petey Wheatstraw. It's really weird how he popped up a couple of times in my Facebook feed for no apparent reason from different angles, unrelated threads. But that's Petey Wheatstraw. So I went looking for him and I found this. I thought it was pretty good. He died on his 39th birthday in 1941. Ronnie Allen, the Juvenile Delinquent, and Strangler in the Night, from apparently written by Albert DeSalvo and read by a DJ in Boston. That's all I know. Back in a few moments.
You know, my grandfather used to tell us a little story about how the hustlers back then made their money. There wasn't no drugs then. They was doing it with that good old corn liquor. But he said you always had to be careful for that car with the star. He said, run, run, run like hell. Going to jail. Get it by the jug. Get it by the jar. But you better be careful for that car with the star. Two-way radio, silver acting like a redneck behind the wheel. He's a real federale, and he don't make no deal. You can't pay him off, he don't take no. Now you can't pay him off, and he ain't on the take. He's a butt-kicking agent, and he ain't no fake. He said, now, I got you, and you're going to jail. Wasn't downwind, I couldn't tell. I don't care who you are, you gotta watch that man with the star. The car with the star. Bad motherfucker. The stuff is good, smooth to the taste. But all you motherfuckers got a federal case. I'm taking the copper and I'm axing the tubs. You know better than filling up these jugs. I don't drink corn liquor, I don't make no deals. That's why I'm tearing down this goddamn liquor still. You've been getting folks high, and they've been raising hell. It's all over now, your motherfucker's going to jail. If you make corn liquor, I don't care who you are. You're gonna respect me, cause I'm the man with the star on the car. With the star on the car. Damn it, I don't care who you are, I'm the man with the star on the car. Hey, run, 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 run right here.
Change things now. officer, carry a gun and wear a star. Drive a motorcycle, sometimes a baseball car. Use radio, science too. I'm not an amateur. I'm proud, I can say I'm a police officer. I walk the beat till I've had sore feet. I check locked doors on many a street. I check car lots for thieves in a fall. To rain or shine, I've answered police calls. I wear a big scar, and I see quite far. If you don't drive right, I'll stop your car. Don't think I'm wicked. If I give you a ticket, it'll teach you, my friend, not to do it again. I'm a police officer, carry a gun and wear a star. Drive a motorcycle, sometimes a baseball car. Use radio, siren too. I'm not an amateur. I'm proud, I can say I'm a police officer.
Okay. 3 75 Radio News, code 4, 2800 West Vernon, code 4, employee in the building. 7972. It was a quarter after 4 when I kicked the door. The place was easy pickings, I had cased Big Fowler. As I started to scoop up the cash, in the dark I saw a flashlight flash, and a big surprise was waiting in there for me. It was the buzz. It was the buzz. Buzz was to the left, buzz was to the right. Oh, the place was buzzing, cousin, everywhere in sight.
There was a buzz.
That's what it was. Oh, well, I ducked around the back when I heard them shout.
Come out with your hands up or we'll smoke you out.
As I started to sneak up the roof, I heard the tear gas gun go poof. And I cried through all my tears, 'cause I could see.
It was the buzz. It was the buzz.
Uniforms are gray, uniforms are blue. Every single one of them were after you know who.
It was the buzz.
They started climbing up the stairs in their fire escape. Must have been about 100 every size and shape. There was Sherlock Holmes and Charlie Chan, I guess. Carl 54 with Elliot Ness. So I said, don't shoot, 'cause I surrender, dear.
That was the buzz.
Well, I'll be sitting in my cell till Lord knows when. The judge was undecided, gave me 5 to 10. And I'm thinking I'm gonna stay clean. When they let me back on the scene, I learned a real hard way. Crime just doesn't pay.
Can't be the buzz. Too much of buzz.
Got to play it small, got to play it cool. Anybody break the law is nothing but a fool.
Can't be the buzz.
Excuse me, monsieur. Are you the owner of this restaurant?
Yes, right, that's me, yeah.
Yes, sir. Here is my card. I am from the city of Montreal. Actually, I am from La Régie de la Langue Française.
The what?
The Tongue Troopers.
Call the language police.
Call us what you want. The fact is, your menu outside your restaurant is in English.
Well, that's what I specialize in, English cuisine, isn't it?
English cuisine?
Yeah.
English cuisine?
Yeah.
Monsieur, there is no such thing. The items on your menu sign outside have got to be changed. Today's specials must be changed to spécialité du jour.
That's all right. Yeah, okay.
Which brings us to the very first item, bangers and mash.
Yeah, well, that's a very popular English dish, you see.
You are going to have to change it to purée de détonation.
What? Exploding parry?
Monsieur, it is not our worry how absurd it is in translation. Hey, come on, if I worried about absurdity, I would not be doing this job. Okay, now, item number two on your menu.
Well, it's toad in the hole.
What?
Toad in the hole. It's an English dish, toad in the hole.
Monsieur, this would not be a veiled political comment, would it? Toad in the hole must be written as crapaud dans la cavité.
You gotta be joking.
Crapaud dans la cavité.
Who's gonna come in here and say, hey, squire, a piece of your crap out on your cavity, see this thing?
Yeah, I assure you, crapaud does not have the same suggestion in French as it might have in English. Now, the third item on your menu is the one that really worries me.
Well, okay, yeah, I can see that. Well, but believe me, there really is a dish by that name.
Monsieur, the mind absolutely boggles. Are you seriously telling me that in England people actually walk into a restaurant and say, hello, I will have some of your spotted dick?
Said it's a spongy roll with sultanas in it.
Monsieur, boasting will get you nowhere. Now, let me consult my dictionary. Compose yourself, monsieur. Let me consult my dictionary. On your sign outside, it will have to be listed as Richard Taché.
I can't put the French sign that says that. I really can't.
Monsieur, I am not the one who chooses dishes that sound like bodily functions and rare diseases.
How about a bribe?
What?
A bribe.
What makes you think I can be bought?
You look like it.
I do?
Yeah. You know, a bit overweight, sweats too much, shiny suit, frayed at the cuffs. I reckon you look like a prime candidate for a bribe.
How about $200?
$150 and a plate of spotted dick.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Now you're talking.
February 14th, 1929, St. Valentine's Day, in a warehouse on Chicago's South Side. Members of the Al Capone gang, disguised as police, gunned down seven of Bugs Moran's boys. Three lived long enough to say, later that evening, Bugs Moran received this anonymous phone call.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Fearing for his life, Moran rushed to LaSalle Street Station, where he was seen boarding a train heading
north to Alaska.
At that very moment, Elliot Friss and the Touchables, out to uphold justice, were taking their oath. During the following weeks, 15 members of the Al Capone mob met violent deaths. Scarmelli Capelli, Cologne's top lieutenant, was cornered by one of Muggs Moran's boys and told,
you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Meanwhile, at the headquarters of Elliot Friss and the Touchables, that same day, little Annie Tortoni, Carpelli's gunmal, paid a surprise visit to the Touchables. 2 days later,
down, little Annie, all covered with ice.
Clutched in her hand, police found a note with just four words.
You talk too much.
The killings continued until Al Cologne was taken into custody by federal agents. Following his conviction, Cologne told an astonished court,
like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you.
This promise was never to be fulfilled. Their job done for them, Elliot Press and the Touchables turned to each other and said, now retired and living on the palatial estate of the late Al Cologne, they were asked, how is this possible?
Simple. We were touchable.
Hey, let me tell you about my hero, detective on the police force. He got an eagle beak nose and a snap brim hat and a tan trench coat, of course. A handmade two-way wrist radio and a partner by the name of Sam. 45-pole automatic pistol and it puts all the criminals down. They call him Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. The hero precinct two. Well, Richard was a stuck on a cuckoo chick who answered to the name of Liz. Half of the time, Richard don't know just where Miss Liz is. She winds up in the clutches of one of those doers of bad. But here come Richard making the scene, and it does away with them cats who wait for Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. The hero precinct two. Richard and Sam was a cruising round in a custom-built top coupe. Chief Pat Patton on his wrist radio was a making contact with the group. Hey, you guys, I need you bad. Get on your get and go. Some dirty double rat face pink stole my little bright red yo-yo. I'm calling 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. 10-4, calling Dick Tracy. The hero precinct two. Now Richard and Sam, they hustled on down, got hot on the highest heels. The trail led west to the edge of town, they were moving in for the kill. Mr. Tracy busted down the door, and Sam went around to the back. There stood Miss Liz with the chief's yo-yo, she's a kleptomaniac. Depend on Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. The hero precinct two. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy. Dick, 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 Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, you big silly. You better stop. Watch what you're doing.
Dick, 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 Dick Tracy.
Nobody wants to be a dick. Nobody wants to be a dick. Nobody got to be.
three shapely, bikini-clad young women who may be able to provide a clue to help me crack this case. Now I'm giving a savage beating to a fellow who missed last week's show. You see, I don't really draw a firm line between my series and my life, because that's the kind of guy I am. Margin of error is sufficiently wide that innocent children end up on crutches. Their bad luck to fall into the clutches of Dick. The disgustingly public private eye.
Gentlemen of the jury. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is only but a teenager, a young girl led astray. Her eyes reflect the wildlife. and her lips are stained with paint. I knew her mother. Gentlemen, her mother was a saint. This girl could have been just like her mother if it had not been for motorcycle parties and staying out late. We brought the nightlife off the streets and into our homes while girls beat time with lipsticks to the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to those we love so well. Think it over, gentlemen. Must we send her to a cell? If she drinks, we taught her. And if she smokes, we showed her how. And if she is just what we have made her, is it right to condemn her now? When you're in the jury room, remember now and then, for every fallen woman, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on whatever she has done, remember, there's a boy to blame. And that boy may be your son. I plead for mercy, and my testimony stands. For this girl is my own daughter, and her case is in your hands.
If I come out, Lord, and I'm still living back in this free world, oh, and on the ground, I'm gonna get my wife and my three babies, and never, never, oh, ever come back to this town.
Oh, this little tune has spent a lot of time in my head as an earworm, which begs the question, why am I playing it now? I don't know. We started with Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. That was Car with the Star. Do Not Mess with the Star. All right. Radar from Jimmy Copeland and the Texas Kids from 1956. Radar at one time was a new thing, remember? Now it's kind of old and disgusting. I'm a Police Officer was Omo the Hobo, a guy named Wellman W. Omohundro. And I just found out there is a shitload of stuff out there by him. If I'm not back in a couple of days, come and get me, please, okay? Sid Wayne and the Tall Tailors, that was It Was the Fuzz. The Quebec Language Police was the Royal Canadian Air Force. I wonder what happened to them. I've got good routines from them. Anyway, Dickie Goodman, The Touchables, a classic. Dick Tracy was J.J. Cale. Don't know what he's doing making records like that, but okay, we take it. Dick, the Public Private Eye from Little Organ Annie. Absolutely no information on that. Think I heard that on a Dr. Demento show. A couple of these things sounded really crappy because they came from actual cassettes. Not to your ear, but through the you know, usually I find something better on YouTube or somewhere. Not in these cases, so I apologize for that. We heard from Harry Shearer, my old pal Harry, Cops with Attitudes. The Judge was Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. That was a single from 1961. United Artists number 362. You can look it up. And then Lazy Lester after that, the Courtroom Blues. Lazy Lester only died about 6 months ago. He was, you know, getting up there, but that's what happens to you. So anyway, the crime watch is over. The great national tragedy, the great national crisis, the great national manufactured crisis has moved on, and we'll just eagerly await the next one. But in the meantime, a couple more things about how crime does not pay. I don't care who you ask. Well, it depends on who you ask. Back next week with more.
Still hear you saying the crime don't pay. building a gallows outside my cell. I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. I got 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I sent for the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die. Got 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye. Got 18 minutes to go. Now here comes the preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. I got 12 more minutes to go. Now they're testing the trap and the chills my spine with 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, oh, they work just fine. Got 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this is for real, so forget about me. Got 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on a trap and my head in the noose, got 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? Got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky. 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.